Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كيف تجدك يا أمير المؤمنين؟ فقال عليه السلام: كيف يكون حال من يفنى ببقائه ويسقم بصحته ويؤتى من مأمنه؟
It was said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, "How are you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen?" And he replied, "How can he be whom life is driving towards death, whose state of healthiness can change into sickness any moment, and who is to be caught by death from his place of safety?"
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona it is to be speaking about. One of the very beautiful characteristics of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that every single human being on this planet can benefit from, you know, is that one should treat people fairly. Now, of course, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam always treated all the people fairly. You know, we find that when he was distributing the public treasury, he would do it fairly and in an equitable manner. He didn't discriminate between free and slave, Arab and non-Arab, man and woman. You know, he distributed it equally and he distributed it fairly. And what's interesting is that this distribution of the public treasury during the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam was something that was very much different than what the previous caliphs had done. And historically, when you go and you check, you see that there was a lot of bias when it came to the distribution of the public treasury during the previous caliphs. And so one of the things that historians have recorded, and it is something that is very proven and it is a clear fact, that Imam Ali alayhi salam distributed the public treasury fairly. And this is just, you know, one manifestation of treating people fairly. In any and all situations, we should treat people fairly. You know, we shouldn't be biased if somebody is our family member or somebody is our friend or somebody is a close relative. You know, and on the other hand, you know, we shouldn't treat people unfairly because perhaps they are a lower social status, financial status that we have, or perhaps, you know, they're not as popular as we are, they're not as, you know, they don't have as many friends as we do. We should be very careful because, you know, in one way or the other, we fall into these traps of treating people unfairly based upon, you know, these kind of petty things. If somebody is poor, we don't treat them fairly. If somebody is not very popular, you know, we don't treat them fairly. If somebody is not a close friend, we don't treat them fairly. If somebody is not a close family member, we don't treat them fairly. Or sometimes, you know, if another person is of a different color or of a different ethnic background or, you know, of a different nationality or a different language, we sometimes treat people unfairly. And, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're outright committing blatant oppression. Sometimes it's very small, you know, subtle things that we do that are manifestations of us not treating other people fairly. Perhaps we won't speak, you know, very nicely to an individual. Perhaps we will look with a strange look towards someone. Perhaps we will smirk, or perhaps we will kind of shift our eyes towards an individual. These are very small and subtle manifestations of treating people unfairly. But, you know, if we are followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, then we should make sure to treat all people fairly and equitably. And of course, you know, an oppressor must be dealt with as an oppressor, and an oppressed must be dealt with as an oppressed. But the general rule, of course, is to treat people fairly. A very profound lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Allah, after the Messenger of Allah appointed Imam Ali alayhi salam as a successor, successorship, fundamental, critical, to the point, we have a choice. We can say, no, I want to follow what happened in history. And those caliphs that came to me are right. No problem. It's a free world. Choose who you want. No problem. If on Judgment Day, you and I can stand in front of Allah and say, this nafs that you perfected, I use this to follow that. And if there is an ounce of sincerity in it, Allah will not punish that individual. But it behooves me. I think a lot about this. How is it possible that I can think that way? Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I've been raised a certain way. I've been taught to think a certain way, maybe. And I take that into perspective. So I don't pass judgment. When I see even atheists out there, I look in their eyes, I know deep down when they're angry as they are and as wrong as they are, sometimes you see it that there's a sincere desire to want something that they're just not seeing. And often we, as followers of God, followers of a religion, often we don't step properly with them to talk to them the right way, which then shuts them off again. That's why there's this story of a companion of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam who meets Ibn Abi Awja, who is an atheist, and he talks to him, and Ibn Abi Awja raises his temper. You know, he raises his voice out of temper, and the atheist looks at him and says, your master is much better than you. I have been debating with your master, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, for a long time. He has never raised his voice. I have a great respect for him. This man was an atheist, but he was inclined towards Islam. Why? Because the character was right. We as believers need to have this exemplary model. That as much as I can believe in the khilafah and the wilayah and the importance of Amirul Mu'mineen, brothers and sisters, if we're not pleasant, if we're not gentle, if we're not broad-minded, if we're not wise, if we're not patient, we're not forgiving, it's not within this prescription of our relationship to Imam Ali alayhi salam's importance of his successorship. Those of us who have held on to it, me, as a lover of Ahlul Bayt, I understand this inner depth because many a times I've tried to negate it. I've said, what if I don't love Ahlul Bayt? Where will I be? And I see the remnants of that disconnection, and I fear it because I see the world. The world is out there floating in space. Everybody's looking for the truth. Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ ضَالِينَهُ. People who are disconnected, they have no direction. Allah says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Guide me on the path of those people you have chosen. Quran is saying that, and we say 10 times a day in our daily prayers. What does it mean? This is the celebration. That Allah is saying that if you don't give this appointment, all types of problems, even salah, will not be understood properly. Whether we fold our hands this way, open, sideways. How is it done? What do we do? The most conspicuous act of the Messenger of Allah is salah. If we cannot figure out where his hands are, then if I'm an unbeliever, I can certainly pose that question to say, if this man was so central and pivotal to your faith, how come you don't even know that? Final point I want to make. You might say there are hadith that bring both arguments. Brothers and sisters, let's understand the dynamics of history. They say winners are the ones who write history. When the Umayyad Empire established itself and got a stronghold, it decided to create a pathway, a historical pathway, wherein they became the masters of hadith. And then the Abbasid took over. They continued this process. And as time proceeded, it became solidified in time, which became canonical. Today, when we're arguing and debating at different levels, don't forget this historical context. Just like when I talk to Christians and they say, well, this is what happened with Paul, and this is what happened. True, winners wrote history. They canonized books. They considered them holy. They holified them. They became central to their faith. Now you have to prove everything from the basis of what was canonized as a result of people who came later in history. We have to be wise enough to understand that and to say, okay, let's look at it. But at the end of the day, what really shatters it all is this inner essence to say, has Imam Ali alayhi salam ever been rebuked in the Quran?
for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.